Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann Wilson bringing us back. That's her sister Nancy on guitar behind her there. That's the group Heart. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the wonderful my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a 15-year member of our brain trust, Jim Cantarucci, author of Personal Brilliance. JimCantarucci.com. Is that right, Jim?
That's right. JimCantarucci.com is the best place to go for reading all of my writing and the ideas on leadership and change leadership.
And the two C's on the end, but in front of the I, folks. Jim Cantarucci, a great Italian name. So, Jim, we're talking about how to not legislate output. And I cannot stop coming back to whatever we're doing, what do we got to do to keep our people, to keep our good people? Because you and I both know, in the middle of all this unemployment and all this mayhem across the marketplace, there's still, if you got a good person, if you got a key employee, if you got a winner, a champion in your team, somebody else knows that. They're going to come after them. Mm-hmm. And you probably can't outbid them financially. You got to come up with a way to make sure that these people are invested in what you're doing, and the only way to make them feel that way is to let them have a little bit of the action, what you're talking about, not legislating output, letting them have something to do with how the company is operated. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think the best question you could ask a high performer is take something that you're working on, whatever it is, hitting a new market, getting a loan, whatever the thing that the leader is thinking about or dealing with, walk up to that high performer and say, "Hey, Jim, what would you do if you were me in this situation? Give me your input. Let me hear from you."
Mm-hmm.
That creates a vesting in the business, in the process. Maybe you don't even need the answer to that question. You know what you're going to do. But getting that person engaged in the decision-making, critical. The processes we're talking about, why not let them co-create? Pretend you don't know how to do it. Ask them, what's the best way we could do this? See what happens.
There's a lot of times some brilliant ideas pop up. There's a question that I've found is the most powerful management question in the history of management. And it's what you just said, and it's very short. What do you think? Four words.
Yes.
Ask just very simply. You don't even have to write it down, folks. You can remember that. What do you think? Whatever it may be, when you're in a meeting, when people are talking and somebody, you're in a meeting and somebody's not saying anything, look over at the quiet one and say, "Sue, what do you think?" I mean, is there anything more powerful than that to do what you're talking about?
Exactly right. My business mentor was making a big life decision, and he called me up. You know, he's coaching me, right? He called me up and said, "What do you think I should do?" Now, he might have done that 50 times. It didn't matter to me.
Right.
He wanted my opinion. I was vested. I was engaged.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was a part of the inner circle as a result of that. So that walking around the building and asking that question, create the connection.
Yeah,
the good old-fashioned management walking around.
Don't change your delivery schedule. Don't buy a new truck. Don't make new decisions about the warehouse if you haven't asked the people out there what they think.
They do know more than you do. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and this comes back to legislating output, your first point. You know, don't determine this from your corner office. When your feet, if you're not on the ground, if you haven't been back there, so to speak, and when we say back there, it's a metaphorical back there. It could be anywhere. This is 21st century management. You talked about Jerry Kramer's comment earlier about the coach. You know, he treats everybody the same way badly. You know, that was 20th century thinking. That's how I grew up. That's what I learned. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about 21st century stuff, because today, of all the problems that small businesses have today, one of the ones on top, in fact, the one that keeps coming up in survey after survey, Jim, is how do I find good people? And certainly, if you find them, how do you keep them? Last thought.
And when those good people own the process and they start to form teams and they experiment, they enhance, they make things better, they self-police, now you've got owners in your company. And it's different from just being an employee. They're harder to steal when they're an owner, right?
And you know what else?
So we want to make that process better.
You know what else I just heard, Jim, in your little description there? And it made me think of my own company. What you just described was, darn, I bet I could take a week off now. I bet I could
exactly
go on vacation
right.
now, right? I mean,
what more?
How much more motivation does an owner need, right? Hey, Jim, thank you for being here. Good job today. The book is called Personal Brilliance. Jim Cantarucci, two C's in front of the I and the N there. JimCantarucci.com. Hey, Jim, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you so much. I would love to. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Folks, you can find all this brilliance on Jim's website. All of his writing is there. And I encourage you to follow him and check it out. You'll thank me later. I'm going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.